Check 1, 2. This is David interviewing Tom for the Jesuit Post.
It's great to be with you, Tom.
Thank you, David. Good to be here. Oh, it's my house. Wait a minute. I live here. Isn't it good for you to be here, David?
It is great.
Welcome
to
my house.
Good to be in your home. Good to be in your home. And since we're in your home, which I'm sure you've kind of inspired with faith, which is kind of what we're here to talk about, you and your faith. Why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about your faith journey.
I'm a convert to Catholicism. I converted when I was 2 weeks old. Things
great.
Were bad, and I had to be carried around. I really did. I was hitting the bottle really hard. I was born and raised in the Catholic Church of Philadelphia, which is kind of an old, very Catholic, very ethnic city. So I was raised by my dad and mom. My dad was raised in an orphanage, St. John's Orphanage, raised by the Sisters of St. Joseph, in an orphanage like through the Depression and everything, wow. and became a lawyer. My mom was she went to Catholic school, mm-hmm. and everything, mm-hmm. fine young Catholic lady. So they got married, and here I am, baptized at St. Patrick's Church, not Cathedral in New York, St. Patrick's Church in Philadelphia.
Just as good, I'm sure.
And, and from that point on, I went to a school called Waldron Academy. Mm-hmm. It's now, I think, called Waldron Mercy, because it was Mary and Mercy Academy was for girls, and Waldron Academy was for boys, so I went to Catholic school. And since, I suppose, they've crossed into one school now, so now it's boy girl. But as I went to kindergarten at Catholic school with a suit, full suit.
Wow!
My first day of kindergarten, jacket, slacks, lace up black shoes, a tie, a navy blue tie, gold, diagonal stripes, rep stripe tie. So that was the first day of kindergarten.
Wow. And did you wear that outfit all the way?
I wear that outfit all the way. Same size, too, which was weird.
That must have been fun.
They wouldn't get me. No. I wore a suit through school. We moved to the suburbs after a number of years. So in, sixth grade, seventh grade, we had moved to the suburbs. So I no longer wore a suit to school. But my first day of public school out in the suburbs, coming from Waldron Academy, wearing a suit I was sitting there waiting for the first day in my new public school with everyone wearing just, I don't know, street clothes. and the lady teacher walked into the room and I stood up from my seat and I stood at attention as a lady had entered the room. At public school, no one did that.
Oh my.
So, yes, I was laughed to scorn and I might as well have painted a target on my chest, and from that point on,
Never been the same.
So, I went to Catholic school for my early years, and then my parents, as you know, and many people in the church know, other people, the charismatic renewal movement began in the church, I suppose, right around, very late 60s, early 70s.
Okay.
We lived very close. We lived maybe a half mile from the campus of Villanova University.
Oh, sure.
And we used to go to Mass at Villanova, at the chapel at Villanova University.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that time, everything was becoming just all Godspell and pop art and all kinds of this imagery that the church was borrowing from popular culture, and it was great. So we went to the evening sort of hippie mass at Villanova.
Okay,
This was the very earliest part, as I said, of the charismatic renewal. So they had this small prayer group of college students and of young adults and everything that my parents got involved with.
Oh, okay.
So when I was 13 years old, I was kind of going with my parents and hanging out at these prayer meetings where, people are, praying in tongues and singing in harmonies and playing guitars and tambourines and a very, very, a very new expression of spirituality.
Right.
That, of course, created big waves.
Sure.
By the same token, it created great energy, vitality, and excitement within the church. So my early teenage years and through my teens, that was my experience of the church. Actually, I had an interesting experience of the church because, well, one of the major prayer meetings in suburban Philadelphia was held at the Dalesford Abbey, which was a Norbertine abbey out in the woods west of my house.
Yeah, the Norbertines
had this. So, you know, St. Norbert, so they still had the guys with the hoods and robes and the whole thing.
Right.
So, on Wednesday nights, they had this gigantic humming, charismatic, you know, prayer meeting in the middle of an abbey dedicated to a saint from like the 11th century. So I guess my point is very early on, I experienced many varieties of both the Christian experience and specifically the Catholic spiritual experience.
Right.
But my roots are basically in a very Jesus movement.
Yes.
Kind of a new Catholicism.
Right.
You know,
right.
I am still a burlap banner waving, with bell bottom jeans, playing the guitar at Mass, which was unheard of
at that time.
So, you know, you had the embroidered guitar strap, and you had your denim shirt, and you had, you know, your Bible cover that was denim that you were trying to, you know, you tried to rub it a lot that the denim would wear out.
So be really
authentic. Wow. He's really in the Word, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Right,
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So really that was my experience through my teenage years.
Interesting. Wow. And then, I mean, we'll get into kind of how you started your acting career and maybe where the intersections of that faith kind of came into play. But how do you experience your faith now? Is there still kind of that movement, or what's been kind of your more contemporary experience of the church in your faith?
Well,
Was it dramas or was the comedy?
Dramas, dramas and comedy. I did drama. Yeah.
Wow.
So I played the creature in Frankenstein, which in the play, the creature has a lot to say. I mean, it's a person who is kind of who is being tortured.
Right, right.
When you come back to life as a creature and not a person. What do you go through? So that was it was an interesting performance, and people reacted very, very deeply to that. And I played, I played Otto Frank. I played Anne Frank's father in The Diary of Anne Frank. And I was in Tartuffe, many plays. So I did a lot of plays, and it just seemed like people were not going, "That's fine, kids." And people were going, "Wow, that's a different." Yeah, you got to look into this.
Yeah.
So that teacher said at some party or something, at the very end, just said, "You know, I've never said this to any student I've ever had, but I think you should become a professional actor."
Man, wow.
And that's in Pennsylvania. And I'm thinking, you must be crazy. How does that, you know, you can't even
work,
I don't even know, what do you do? But he said, "No, I think you'd be successful at it because I think you're that good." Then I went off to a year of college where I was doing pre-law stuff and everything. I auditioned. I was a freshman non-theater major.
Okay.
There was a class in improvisation and acting that was for senior theater majors only or by audition. For some strange reason, I decided just that was the ultimate thing, the highest class. So I just audition for that class. I got into that class.
Wow.
At the end of that class, the professor said, "You know, I've never said this to any student I've ever had, but I think you should become a professional actor."
It's like number two.
Yeah. So then I moved to New York City and started pursuing professional acting.
Wow, incredible. So after your first year...
After my first year of that, you know, it had really... you know, the illnesses at school, the being separated from the school culture and always feeling like an outcast, of having an artistic spirit that I never really understood. I just thought I was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I didn't know that people could be like that. Or could feel those things, or could think so deeply about things, or could, you know, I thought that was a part of some other world of people who perform or make paintings or create music or whatever. And I, because everyone else around me was doing it, you have to study and you have to do math and then you get a job.
The traditional.
And then some guy bosses you around and then you just work.
Yeah. Right.
So at college, I finally, in a rather dramatic way, because a teacher was kind of on my case about something, and I had it with the system, and I still know the bench that I did it, but I threw everything.
Wow.
I threw books everywhere. I threw my notebooks that I never picked up again. I just threw everything, like a whole gym bag, just full of studies and books that I'd bought. And everything, and I threw it all everywhere and walked away and never turned back.